It will thus come true that you prepare grain for them, for the inhabitants of the earth, for ideally so have you prepared her to be. For so have you prepared her, the earth, since the 6 days of the creation, to provide abundance for inhabitants. You visit the earth when you desire to benefit her. You visit the earth and water her. You enrich her from your river, which is full of water, and you prepare grain even for those who dwell in the uttermost parts. In this way have you prepared her. Our Chachamim refer to a kind of dome of clouds in the sky, like a tent full of water, where rains originate. The singer asks for the world to be renewed, to become as it had been prior to the flood. For then the earth received an abundance of water. Thus it says, and there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. You enriched her without human labor, and by means of the river of God prepared grain without rain and without anyone working the land. For so have you prepared her in order that the human heart be free to serve you. You visit the earth with rains of charitableness. That is to say, Hashem provides rain even when men are not worthy. Our sages teach that the rains yearn only for Israel, because the Jewish people separate the required maizes from the field of the field, from the yield of the field. Hashem waters her, greatly enriching her. He sends them rains of blessing, the river of God, which is full of water. Thus it says, and there bring all the maizes into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and put me to the test. With that, says Hashem, the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you immeasurable blessing as found in Malachi, in the merit of Israel, you prepare her, you provide for the sake of Israel. When the Jewish people do not obey the will of God, he causes rain to come down for the sake of the beast. As it says, Hashem, you preserve man and beast. There's also an allusion to the teaching that any year which is poor at the beginning is enriched at the end. Thus it says here, you visit the earth with privation and as a result cause it to yearn, greatly enriching her afterwards. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Telomeho rave naches gedudeho bervivim temorgendo tzimcha tevorach. Watering her ridges abundantly, settling her furrows, you make her soft with showers, you bless her growth. The plowed line of earth is a furrow, and the banks that flank each furrow are its ridges. Her refers to the earth. The singer says, you satisfied the ridges abundantly, settling her furrows with ample rain. You make her soft with showers, and thereby you bless her growth. The Torah speaks of the three stages of planting and growth that require rain. Water is needed at planting time in order for the seeds to sink into the softened earth. Otherwise they would remain on the surface as food for the birds of heaven. Water is needed to break up the seeds and make them grow. And then, when the stalks form, water is needed for them to fill out. Accordingly, he says here, watering her ridges abundantly, settling her furrows, so the formations of dispersed seeds should sink down. You make her soft with showers for the seeds to sprout, and then you bless her growth to fill out the stalks. Our Chachamim teach us, why is the first rain called Yora? For it instructs Mora, human beings, to plaster the roofs of their houses and make all the necessary repairs. Another thing is that this rain satisfies the earth and fills it down to the depths. As it says, watering her ridges abundantly, settling her furrows, you make her soft with showers, you bless her growth. Rabbi Yochanan says, so great is the day of the rains that even armies cease their activity to celebrate. He adduced this from the present pasuk, watering her ridges abundantly, making her columns rest. Nachas ketud deho. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Ki tarto shnas tovesecho umagolecho yirafun doshan. You crown the year with your goodness and your paths drop fatness. If you continue to perform this for the Holy Land, it will be said that you crown the year with your goodness and your paths drop fatness. Even the roads where no produce grows will drip with fatness. You have crowned the year, surrounded it on all sides with a diversity of good things. Furthermore, your paths in the sky, the clouds, will drop fatness, plenty and blessing. Clouds are referred to as paps, since they move about in the wind until they release their immeasurable blessing. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Yurafu Noos Midbor Begil Gavoos Tafkorna. The pastures of the wilderness will drop, and the hills are girded with joy. Not only will the planted fields drop fatness, but the pastures of the wilderness, the home of desert wildlife, will drop moisture. Even the hills, which due to their sloping terrain do not retain the rainwater, will now be full of joy over the abundant greenery and grasses covering them. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha was once asked by a Gentile, "You have your festive occasions, and we have our festive occasions. When you rejoice, we do not rejoice, and when we rejoice, you do not rejoice. When do we and you rejoice together? When the rains come down. What is the reason? It says the meadows are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with grain. They shout for joy. Yes, they sing." And it says further, "Shout to Hashem, all the earth." It does not say Kahanim, priests, Levim, and Israelites. It says, "Shout to Hashem, all the earth, and all the peoples on earth." Pasuk Yud Dalet, Pasuk 14. Lav shu chorim hatzon v'amokim ya'atvu vor yisra'au af yoshiru. The meadows are clothed with flocks, the valleys also are covered over with grain. They shout for joy, yes they sing. The meadows, the grassy resting places, are clothed with flocks. So densely they give the appearance of wearing the sheep as a garment. The valleys, all the deep meadows and desert oases, are so abundantly covered over with grain that they shout shouts of joy. They sing out of great abundance. Achachamim explained, the meadows are clothed with flocks at the same time that the valleys are covered over with grain. This is in the month of Adar when the sheep are impregnated. They shout, yes, they sing. Though everyone will enjoy plenitude, they will sing. No man will be envious of another. They will dwell in friendship and brotherhood. Chapter 66, Pasuk 1. Lam netzeyach shir mizmor oril elekim kol oretz. For the conductor, a song, a psalm. Shout to Hashem, all the earth. David HaMelech composed this chapter in Tehillim in order to depict the excellence of the Holy Beis HaMikdash. In this regard, it is simply the continuation of the previous chapter of Tehillim, which began with the mention of David's name. Hence, it does not mention David's name again. Some say that David composed it about the exile, the Golus, which he contrasts with the wonderful things that came before. This teaches us that divine deliverance can come at any moment, and one must not despair of divine redemption. Not only the present chapter of Tehillim, but all Tehillim, up to the conclusion of the second book, speaks of exile. Here the singer tells the peoples of the world not to be cruel to the Jewish people by word or by deed. They will have to answer for it in the future judgment. Some say that the present psalm is about the coming of the Mashiach. Shout to Hashem! All the earth, all the inhabitants of the Holy Land are under obligation to shout, celebrate by means of musical instruments and vocal songs to give thanks for the good which Hashem has bestowed upon us. For His glory abides on the site of the Holy Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, we find that the Torah speaks of vocal shouting, as in Yeshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted. The pasuk is found in Chumash Shemos. And it speaks of shouting with musical instruments, as in the where the Kohanim will blow with the trumpets, like we find in Chumash Bamidbar. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Zamru Chavot Shemo Simu Chavot Ilosam. Sing praises to the glory of His name, make His praise glorious. The singer continues, sing praises, play musical instruments to the glory of His name. Cause His glory to be heard very far. Make His praise glorious. Set your prayer before Him in a dignified manner. Praise of Hashem includes expressions that impute to Him physical actions, but these are simply figurative expressions. Accordingly, the singer says that the proper way to praise Him is by expressing the glory of His name. If you come to acclaim Him, let it be about His attributes rather than His essence. To do so is to His glory. According to the Gemara, Yaakov said, blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever. Yechezkel said, blessed be the glory of God from his place. The Targum Unkelus always translates the pasuk Vayechazu as Elikim, they saw Hashem, as found in Chumash Shemos. They saw the grandeur of Hashem. This is what the Torah means by yours, O Hashem, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Praise your glorious name. Pasuk that's found in Divrei Hayom. We are to praise his glory, not his essence. And glory means the light of the Shekhinah, as it says, and the sight of the glory of Hashem was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. It's a pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. Because the present psalm refers to the coming of Mashiach, whose purpose will be to spread the name of Hashem among all the inhabitants of the earth, the singer says that this will be manifested by Israel singing praises to the glory of his name. They will make his name glorious by speaking of his attributes, namely his glory that is revealed through his activity within creation. At that time, everyone will declare, how awesome are your works. Make his praise glorious for no reason except to give expression to his glory. When there is an ulterior motive for something, once the motive is gone, the thing is gone. Therefore make his name glorious solely for the sake of acclaiming him. David saw prophetically that after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim would forbid songs of praise. He says that only praise whose purpose is to make his name glorious will be permitted. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Imru lelekim manoru masecho berov uzcho yechachashu lecho oyevecha. Say to Hashem, how awesome are your acts. Through the greatness of your power will your enemies cringe before you. David turns to all mankind. Say to Hashem, say about Hashem, how awesome, terrible, and wonderful are your acts. The singular form of noru awesome is joined to the plural form of masecho, your acts. Every single one of Hashem's acts is utterly awesome. Our Chachamim teach, what is the meaning of say to Hashem? Say to the one who does what is good and upright, how awesome are your acts? How awesome is the way you do things? They killed their killers, the crucified their crucifiers, those drowned in the sea drowned their drowners. Through the greatness of your power will be your enemies dwindle away. Similarly, the Torah says in Chumash Devarim, and your enemies will dwindle away before you. Another sage says that it means they will weaken, your enemies will grow faint. Say to Hashem, how awesome, tremendous are your acts compared to our actions, and your thoughts compared to our thoughts. All that your enemies have said against you before will now dwindle away before you, because now they fear the greatness of your power. They deny that they ever harmed your people Israel. Achachomim explained that the men of the great assembly said, these then are the awesome acts of God, that he hears himself vilified and keeps silent. The greatness of your power is manifest in the fact that he hears and is silent. The greatness of your power, the fact that you are higher than the high, as found in Koheleth, is their reason for denying that you supervise this lowly world. However, through your acts, all the earth will worship you and will sing praises to you. Through the greatness of your power, Rashi explains, when you show your power to the people of the world, through pestilence or the sword, the famine or lightning, your enemies, the wicked, are terror-stricken. They confess their heresy and admit their transgressions. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Kol ha'oretz yishtachavu lecha v'yizamu lach yizamu shimcha selah. All the earth will worship you and will sing praises to you. They will sing praises to your name, Selah. All the inhabitants of the earth will acknowledge you, as it says, for then I will convert the peoples to a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Hashem, as Pasuk is found in Sefaniah, and they will worship you in the holy Beis HaMikdash. Those who will be unable to come to the Beis HaMikdash will sing praises to your name from afar. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Lohu, Ru'u, Mif'alos, Elikim, Nora, Alila, Albanei Adam. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome, terrible in his acts towards the children of men. Having said above, say to Hashem, how awesome, terrible are your acts. The singer is about to describe some of those acts of Hashem. He turned the sea into a dry land. Come and see the works of Hashem, which show that he is awesome in his acts towards the children of men. men become terrified at his great acts. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Hafach yom labosha banohor yavru berogel shom nismachabo. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There let us rejoice in him. The singer describes Hashem's works by beginning with the splitting of the Red Sea, when he turned the sea into dry land, as it says, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground. Subsequently, Hashem performed a similar wonder when in Yeshua's time they went through the river Yarden on foot, where these wonders took place both at the sea and at the Yarden River. There let us rejoice in him. Our sages expound, come and see the works of Hashem. Although he decrees for these things to happen, he arranges for them to happen through human activity. For instance, he decreed for our forefathers to descend into Mitzrayim, but so arranged things that this was accomplished through the action of human beings. Accordingly, the Torah says, come and see the works of Hashem, so that literally the acts be true to the children of men. Alila b'nei Adam. Another interpretation says, in the past two, Hashem performed many miracles, as when he turned the sea into dry land and when our forefathers crossed the Yarden River on foot. We will rejoice, however, only there in the Holy Beis HaMikdash. As it says, even them I will bring to the mountain of my sanctuary and make them joyful in my house of prayer. A pasuk that's found in the Sefer Yeshayahu. There let us rejoice in him. We will have good things for which to be thankful, but our joy will be in the Holy One, Hashem, not in the good things. Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk 7. Moshe beguroso olam einav bagoyim tizpena hasorim al yorimu lamo sela, who rules by his might forever, his eyes keep watch upon the nations, let not the rebellious exalt themselves sela. The singer refers to the future, when Hashem will take the Jewish people from the midst of the nations. All of mankind will acknowledge that he rules by his might forever. Thus it says, on that day Hashem will be one, and his name one, the pasuk that's found in Zechariah. Then his eyes will keep watch upon the nations to see that they are repaid in accordance with their deeds. Those who have been rebellious will be debased, never again to exalt themselves to the present condition. Who rules by his might forever, because the Holy Land is the mainstay of the whole earth, when Hashem brought Yeshua victory over the 31 kings in the land of Israel. His eyes kept watch upon these nations to confound and destroy them. Never again would the rebellious return to their exalted condition. Another interpretation says Hashem shows forbearance towards the rebellious, for their punishment at the end will be an eternal punishment. They will never again rise to eminence. It is otherwise for Israel. Their punishment will come to an end, and they will be exalted. David addresses the nations, declaring, know that when the Holy One beholds your rebelliousness, he wants to destroy the world, but he rules by his might forever and does not destroy. This is not a reason for the rebellious to exalt themselves. Rather, bless our Hashem, all your nations, and thanksgiving for keeping you alive. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Baruch Hu Amim Elokeinu Vashmiu Kol Tilaso. Bless our Hashem, O you nations, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. The Jewish people would then say to the nations, bless our Hashem, for you have seen the wonders that he performed for us. Make the voice of his praise to be heard, for not letting us perish in exile among the nations. Why should the nations care and give thanks for Israel's salvation? They have always been Israel's enemies, so why should Israel's salvation be a reason for them to rejoice? This matter may be explained by means of a parable. A drunkard attacks someone with a weapon. The only way to save the intended victim was to kill the attacker from afar, but an agile bystander struck the drunkard from behind, threw him down, and took away his weapon. Later, when the drunkard sobered up and realized what had happened, he showered the man who disarmed him with expressions of gratitude for not killing him. Similarly, we can understand the following psukim. Come and see the works of Hashem. He is awesome, terrifying in his acts towards the children of men. This refers to the Egyptians whom Hashem drowned in the sea when they came in pursuit of the Jews, and Hashem turned the sea into dry land. in the present galus. However, Hashem does not destroy their oppressors. Instead, He rules by His might forever. His eyes keep watch upon the nations, and He does not let the rebellious exalt themselves ever. Hashem saves the Jewish people, but by maintaining His supervision over them, and He keeps the nations from exterminating them. Therefore, O you nations, bless our Hashem, and make the voice of His praise to be heard. Because He has kept our soul in life, and has not suffered our foot to be moved, this time you were spared being punished. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Hasam nafshenu b'chayim, v'lo nosan namot ragleinu. Who has kept our soul in life, and suffered not our foot to be moved. Why should we bless Him? For He has kept our soul in life, in the Red Sea and in the Jordan River. And because He suffered not our foot to be moved, when we fought the Canaanites. After Yeshua led us across the Jordan, Hashem did not permit us to be defeated by the 31 kings who reigned in the Holy Land. Blessed because we survived the Galus. There is an allusion to the two evils that the nations have conspired to perpetuate against the Jewish people. They conspired to exterminate them, and they conspired to tear them away from their faith. Regarding the first, the singer says here, who has kept our soul in life? And about the second he says, and suffered not our foot to be moved. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Ki v'chantanu alikim siraftanu kitzruf kosef. For you, O Hashem, have tried us. You have refined us as silver is refined. From this point on, the singer explains why the Jewish people have suffered so much in their many exiles. Their afflictions were meant to refine them as silver is refined. He begins with the Egyptian exile, mentions Bavel, and then speaks of the present exile. For you, O Hashem, have tried us. When refining silver, one removes the dross and leaves the silver, and so did you also try us, Mitzrayim. You have refined us during that exile as silver is refined. Thus the Torah goes on to speak of the terrible tortures suffered by the Jews at the hands of the Egyptians. The nations ruled over us because you, O God, have tried us. You have refined us as silver is refined. Thus it says in the book of Proverbs and Mishlei, a wise servant will control his son who acts shamefully. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold. Again, this apostle is found in Mishlei. That is to say, if a servant boasts of his power over his master's son, he will be told that the only power he exercises over the son is to refine him. The servant functions in the capacity of a furnace for refining the silver and the gold. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Heveisanu b'amtsudo samto mu'okor b'mosneinu. You have brought us into the net. You placed a constraint upon our loins. Pasuk Yud Beis, Hirkafto Enosh, Hiroshenu Bonu Ve'eshu V'mayim V'Totzi'enu Lor Voya. You mounted a man over our heads. We have come through fire and through water, but you brought us to abundance. Even as fish are held by the net and cannot escape, and birds are trapped in the snare, you have brought us into the net. You placed a constraint upon our loins. Figuratively, the singer depicts two kinds of afflictions that break a man's body. One external is being placed in a cage. The other internal is deep groaning. As our sages teach, a groan collapses half a man's body. Here, both afflictions were present. You have brought us into the net. You placed a constraint upon our loins by making us groan. Similarly, it says in Hezekiel, sigh, therefore, you son of man, with the breaking of your loins. Within the interpretation that the psalm refers to exile, you mounted a man over our heads means you have made the peoples of the world rule over us. As it says in Yeshayahu, O Hashem, our God, other masters besides you have dominion over us. We have come through fire and through water. Troubles are likened to fire and water. And in exile we pass through them without being destroyed. You brought us to abundance into the land of Israel, which is a land of blessing and the land of life. In Golus, in exile, you mounted a man over our heads. You made sovereign nations in order to hand them dominion over us. As our sages teach, Anyone who would distress the people of Israel is made a head, a chieftain. Fire and water are opposites. That is to say, our afflictions bewilder us by their contradictions and leave us no avenue of escape. However, the time of redemption will come when you will have brought us to abundance. Literally, the pasuk speaks in the past tense, brought us out. That is to say, when the whole world enjoys abundance, all of our afflictions will cease. Some explain that the Torah lists here the various implements of torture used for tormenting prisoners. One, you have brought us into the net, a reference to iron cages where prisoners were kept to prevent them from escaping and to torment them. Two, you mounted a man over us, which refers to an instrument of torture placed around the top of the head and tightened. Three, we have come through fire and water. Fire was used for burning prisoners' legs, and they were given no water, or else they were given salty water. This is an allusion to Paro, whom you mounted on the throne of Egypt over our heads, for he was not of the royal line of his predecessors. He had only been a man, as it says, now there rose a new king over Mitzrayim, Pasuk that's found, of course, in the Chumash Shemos, and because of him we went through fire and through water. A reference to the toil of the Jews making bricks. This involves using water and fire, or else it alludes to the decree that all male children be cast into water, and that the Jews toiled in the burning heat of the sun. This also alludes to the splitting of the Red Sea. You mounted a man over our heads. Paro came in pursuit of the Jews with all his horses and chariots and horsemen. We went through fire and through water. There was the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud, and by this means Hashem executed retribution upon the Egyptians. The singer stresses that we did not perish by being consumed by the fire and the water, whose nature is to annihilate everything. On the contrary, you brought us out to abundance. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Avoy Veischo Be'olos Hashalem Lecho Nedoroi. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay my vows to you. Following the miracles you performed in my behalf, I will come into your house with burnt offerings to thank you for all the good that you bestowed upon me. I will pay my vows that I pledged to you. Based on the present pasuk, Hillel the elder would not consecrate an animal as a burnt offering until after you had brought it into the sanctuary. Thereby he eliminated the possibility of anyone benefiting from the animal after it had been consecrated. Thus it says, I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay my vows to you. First he came into the house, and only then uttered the vow to sanctify the animal as a burnt offering. I will pay my vows to you. I will honor the pledge I made to you in a moment of distress when it is permitted to make a vow. Some read the pasuk as a prayer. May it be your will to redeem Israel. I will then be able to come into your house with burnt offerings and offerings of thanksgiving. I will set aside the cattle as burnt offerings and the he-goats as sin offerings, just as King Chizkiyahu had done as found in Divrei Hayamim. Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14. Asher patsu sefosai v'diber pi batzar li, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in distress. The vows I made were not only resolutions of the heart, but which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in distress. We learn from our forefather Yaakov that it is a mitzvah to make a vow in time of trouble, as it says, and Yaakov vowed a vow saying, as we find in Chumash Bereishis, what does saying indicate? Say to all future generations to make vows when they are in trouble. Accordingly, the singer says here, my mouth has spoken when I was in distress. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. Olos meichim alelach im ketores elim eser bokor im atudim selah. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatlings with the sweet smoke of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats selah. Having said, I will come into your house with burnt offerings, like we did previously, David says, I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatlings. The burnt offerings will be fat, marrow-rich sheep, rams. With the sweet smoke of rams refers to burning the fat of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, atudim, which are large he-goats, as it says in Chumash Bereishis, the goats that leap upon the flock. David speaks here in the name of the entire multitude of the Jewish people. Their offerings will not diminish in number. Unlike the bullock sacrificed on the yontif, the number offered at the outset was greater than the number offered on the subsequent days of the yontif of Sukkot. They will increase. We will continue, Mitzvah Shem, in our next shiur.